Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, Middle Tennessee Electric has an internet company called United Communications, and they continue to grow. They announced in August a multi-year project expansion that'll create 1,400 route miles of new fiber optic lines capable of delivering multi-gig internet service. So you can find out more at mte.com/internet. That's United Communications. Fast, local, fiber. We're talking about the Center for the Arts here this morning, and from the center, we have Program Director Heather Steele joining us, and she brought a special friend. I'm going to let you help introduce, but how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. I'm
absolutely
so excited to be here.
Good to have you. How long have you been Program Director?
That has been my role for about a year now. I've worked at the center for 2 years,
And we're just now seeing you on the radio, huh?
I think I've done one other time.
Did you?
Yeah,
okay.
Just once, but yeah, they just started letting me leave the building a little bit.
I understand.
<I'm just kidding>.
We've got a lot of different things to talk about concerning that, but you brought Emma with you, and I didn't ask, is it Dolberry?
Yes,
okay,
Dolberry.
Good. Well, I should have asked you earlier instead of asking on the air, but Emma is here, and you're playing a key role in Bring It On, and good morning to you too.
Good morning.
Good to have you. Heather, I guess Bring It On is coming soon.
It is coming soon. Yeah, we open on March 22nd, and it runs for 3 weekends, so through April 7th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it is just, it's an amazing show. Super high energy, lots of fun. So if any of you are familiar with the world of competitive cheer, this might be a nice bridge over into the theater world for you.
Very interesting. So, Emma, you play the role of Campbell, right?
Yes, yes. Campbell is a cheerleader from a preppier high school, and she gets transferred to another school down the street, and her life turns upside down, but she makes a lot of friends, learns a lot of lessons. It's really such a fun story.
So did you cheer?
I cheered when I was really little.
Okay.
So, oh my goodness. I don't really remember anything from it. I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
And now I'm in college. So, but it's definitely been fun, pretending like I'm still a cheerleader.
Do you have to do any of the cheer moves and all that kind of thing in this?
Yes. There are lots of stunts, lots of like cheer choreography. So, but we have lots of, good cheerleaders in the cast that are helping us get it all down. And this weekend we actually have some time with the cheer coach to make sure we get all the stunts safely and have sharp arms and everything like that.
There you
so
go.
Yeah.
So now is this a musical? I mean, there's songs, right?
Yes, there are a bunch of songs, so many dance numbers. It's really music heavy, so it is so much fun.
So how does that work with singing and doing all of these stunts? That has to be pretty hard.
They're superstars.
Oh my goodness. It's definitely really hard. I mean, like a lot of the principals we've been talking about like doing our cardio for the day or working out and singing at the same time. There's lots of like conditioning and workouts we've been doing before rehearsal to get into shape and get our stamina up. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a workout.
So talk to me a little bit about how it is to, audition for a role, get the role, and then work for that. When did you first find out that you were going to play the part of Campbell?
Yeah, goodness. It was about... Oh my goodness, is it
January?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was January. We auditioned, and then like a few days later, we got the calls saying who we were playing, and my jaw was on the floor. I didn't have it in writing for like a few days, so I was convinced it wasn't real. Like, and so, but I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, it is the most stressful thing ever, but it's the most rewarding thing ever, and it's the most fun thing ever. So, so many emotions come with it, but it's just amazing. I'm so grateful for it.
So you found out in January, and then here we are, this runs starting March 22nd through April 7th. That's not that long to learn the songs, know the songs, be able to sing and do all the stunt work and everything. That's kind of a So how have you planned for that, I guess?
It definitely sneaks up on you. But, I mean, a lot of things with theater, it's hard to plan for because, I mean, it's the shows are truly, like, different every night and things come up that it's like, oh, my goodness, like, didn't know that would happen, didn't know that would go that way. But the crew and the directors are just so amazing, so they make it definitely a lot easier for us. And the whole cast is amazing, so everybody's working really hard to get it all done.
So how long have you all been working as a group toward your performances?
Yeah, it was about the second to last week of January.
Okay.
Their typical rehearsal time is about 10 to 12 weeks for a musical.
Very good.
And I think you guys have done about that this time around as well. Mm-hmm. So
it takes a special person not only to just do theater, but to do theater and do singing and then do stunt work on top of that, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if you heard, she's a college student also.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot going on for a lot of our performers, but they're all, you know, community volunteers, and that's one of the things that's really amazing about community theater is that we bring people from all different backgrounds and different types of jobs, and you know, students as well, and they spend their evenings with us, and we put together something really special for our community at the end of it, and we enjoy that.
Pretty young cast with this group, I would think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because of the subject matter that we're dealing with here. So again, Emma, kind of give us an idea about Campbell and what it is, and you're actually going to perform one of the songs here this morning, so kind of set that up for us too.
Yeah, so Campbell, we see at the beginning of the story, she dreams of being a cheer captain at her school, Truman High School, and she wants to be captain and take her team to nationals. That's like her big lifelong dream as a high school girl. And so, like I said, she gets redistricted, things get turned around, but you know, it ends up working out for her. She thinks the world is ending, but everything ends up being okay in the end. But so this song, One Perfect Moment, it's Campbell's kind of her bigger song. She is feeling the weight of, she has just become captain. She's feeling all of the stressors. She's like, I got to get this done. I have to be perfect so that we can go to nationals. And but she's also kind of feeling gratitude that I became captain and I am fulfilling this dream, but you know, it's kind of a lot of emotions at once that she's expressing through song, and this happens at the beginning of the story. So.
Okay, well, very good. Well, coming up here is Emma Dolberry. She is playing the role of Campbell in the upcoming performances at the Center for the Arts. Bring it on, and this is One Perfect Moment.
I'm not freaking out, really okay. I'm totally chill, or I will be someday. Cause I'm so near the top, but there's so many mountains to climb. There are plans to be planned, drills to be drilled, cause this dream that I dreamed is becoming fulfilled. And I plan to enjoy it, but right now I don't have the time. Fade in on Campbell, an average teenager. Almost grown, close up on average, grades from the average life she's known. Now zoom in the lens on the rest of her friends as she stays alone, doing the work and getting it right. Cause practically perfect, so I'll go above and beyond and pull through. This I can do. All that I'm asking is one perfect moment in time. I'm 17, there are so many things that I can't control. If I start to freak or feel weak, I'll focus on just one goal. Turn down the panic, attack this routine like it owns my soul. Turn up the music so
so loud that it swallows us whole. And then there we are, we'll burn like a star. We're safe inside the world we know. And suddenly I'm in prep for the climb. And here I go, high in the air. There is a moment just before you start to fall. Live in that one moment. I know that if I can just stick the landing, perfect moment in time.
Oh, we got the studio audience going. That was wonderful.
I love it. That's great.
That was awesome. Very good. Very good. That takes a lot this early in the morning, doesn't it, Emma?
Yes, it does.
It's fantastic. Really.
Thank you.
It was great. So if you want to see Bring It On, March 22nd through April 7th, and maybe a few tickets, but I know everything about tickets. They usually go pretty quick.
They do, but we do still have some availability. So get on there, borougharts.org, and grab your tickets quick. I think now that everyone has heard Emma sing, they are going to be ready to, you know, sell out all those crowds. So
it was awesome. Most certainly. Got like a minute or so left, and I hate that we didn't get to a lot of this other stuff, but this was wonderful. Art gallery, vocal academy, talk to me about anything you want to here.
Since we just have a short time, let's talk about kids programs, because I know that the parents are asking, what are we doing for the summer? So our summer schedule is coming out really soon. We've got a couple of new visual art camps that we're doing in addition to our children's production camps, theater camps. And so that information is going to be on our website by the end of the week, with registration opening up on April 1st.
Okay.
So we are very excited to get the kids ready for their summer. It's one of our biggest community outreaches, and we just love when all of our students are in the building. So.
Sounds good. Well, that's borougharts.org you want to check out online. And Emma, great job. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And Heather Steele, program director, joining us. And thanks for all you do for
Thank
the center.
Thank you so much. We're glad to be here.
And that's going to do it for the program. If you missed part of it, check the podcast at wgnsradio.com. Look under podcast and Rutherford Issues for the show.